Hi, we're here today to do a podcast with Dr. Wayne Mahmood, Director of CPD Health Courses. Welcome to the programme, Wayne.
Thank you.
Now, let's start by finding out more about your background.
Okay. Well, I'm an osteopath and an acupuncturist. My background starts back in the UK, in London, where I started to study osteopathy in 1981, completed my course in 1985, and then I worked in private practice, both in my own practice and with other osteopaths as an associate. And then in 1987, I was fortunate enough to gain a position at what was then Phillip Institute of Technology here in Melbourne, which is now RMIT University. I was head of clinic at the on the osteo course. And I taught several courses and several classes throughout my time there. And after that, I started my own practice here in Melbourne and again worked with others. And then in 1999, that's when my interest in acupuncture started. And what had happened is that, like many osteopaths and many practitioners like myself, you get feedback from patients. And I was getting a lot of patients who were telling me how wonderful acupuncture was, particularly for musculoskeletal problems. And I was curious about it, looked into it, and in 1999, I enrolled at RMIT University for the master's program there. So over the last 25 years, I've been practicing osteopathy and acupuncture.
Now, I'm particularly interested in your online dry needling course. Can you tell me a little bit more about it?
Yeah, sure. The dry needling techniques course is a unique program. And the reason it's unique is because it's an online program. It's a fantastic resource for all health practitioners out there interested in dry needling. So what does that mean? Well, the course is split up into two parts. There's the theory and the practical. Let's talk about the theory first. So the theory is all online. There are six modules. All you need to do is have a computer, internet connection, stream the modules to your computer, to your home, to your clinic, wherever you want to. And you can go through the modules one by one, answer the quiz questions at the end of each module, go on to the next module, and you're finished. So once you've done that and you've got all the theory, and also with that, let me also say that we also have a hard copy that you can also download of all the notes, so you can which accompanies the online theory program. So not only do you get online, but you get the hard copy as well.
So I've enrolled on your online theory course, and I've completed all the modules and I've passed my assessment successfully. And I believe then I get a certificate of completion, and I'm ready to start my practical session. Maybe you could just tell me a little bit about what to expect when I attend the practical course.
Okay, great question. So you're attending the practical course, and the amazing thing about that is that right from the word go, within 15 to 20 minutes, every student will be holding in their hand an acupuncture needle, because practice is how you're really going to improve. And you'll be doing needling as 90% of the time during that practical session. We will be talking, of course, about a lot of safety features as we go along, but the idea of the day is to give you as much hands-on experience as possible during that day. So you walk away basically being able to needle your first patient on Monday morning with confidence and, of course, getting great results. So my objective for the practical course is that everyone who attends walks out feeling confident with their ability and really being very effective with the technique. Because as we all know and we've heard, and that's why I imagine listeners are listening to this, is that they're interested in dry needling because they've heard how effective it is. And let me tell you, it is absolutely effective. It's unbelievable. It's almost like magic. After 27 years of practice, and of course I've been doing this for probably over 12 to 13 years now, and it's almost like magic. When you place a needle in the right spot, you find the right spot, that's the key, and that's what we'll be practicing on the practical section. Put the needle in, handle it correctly, and after that, you leave it in there for 5 to 6 minutes, and hey presto, that muscle has softened. It's less tender, less painful, and patients just can't believe it. So that's the skill that you'll be learning on the practical course.
What's the difference between dry needling and acupuncture?
Okay, that's a very good question, and one that's asked by not only practitioners but by patients as well. And the differences between dry needling and acupuncture are these. First of all, dry needling therapy, the target tissue is a myofascial trigger point, which is a trigger point or a tender area in a muscle. And acupuncture, the target area there is an acupoint along a meridian or a channel. So there are differences and similarities. The similarities are, of course, that both of them use an acupuncture needle. But the effect that we're trying to achieve with dry needling is a relaxation of a muscle tissue, whereas in acupuncture, the effect that we're trying to achieve there, which of course we're not teaching, but acupuncturists are trying to achieve a restoration of qi or balance and energy throughout the body to treat health conditions and disease.
So you've said that dry needling techniques is good for muscle injuries. Would it be good for treating sports injuries?
Absolutely. Yep, dry needling is a really effective technique for many sports injuries. And of course, many sports injuries involve muscle tissue. So because dry needling target tissue is muscle, it's fantastic for that. So whether you've got muscle tension, a muscle strain, it's a really effective technique.
Is dry needling painful for the patient at all?
Now, that's a question that patients often ask again, and is this going to be painful? That really depends on the skill of the practitioner. Like with any technique, in the wrong hands, with inappropriate training, it can be painful. So you'll walk out of the practical course being able to not only effectively use dry needling, but to use it in a way that is painless. And patients will just say, I didn't even feel that going in. I didn't feel that needle at all. That's the sort of feedback that our students will get. And no, dry needling therapy is not painful.
So I'm excited about starting a dry needling course. How do I get started?
Well, that's really easy. All you've got to do is jump onto our website, you choose a course, register, and you'll be connected to the theory program straight away. The beauty about that is that you don't have to cancel any lists, you don't have to book a flight, book a hotel room, or when you attend a theory course, sit in a stuffy room and listen to someone telling you all about the theory that you can learn online right now in the comfort of your own home, in your clinic, or wherever you want.
Are the dry needling courses accredited for CPD hours?
Yes, they are. The dry needling program is accredited with the Osteo, Physio and Chiro associations, and so that means that you'll be able to claim your CPD hours once you've completed the course.
What if I'm not a chiro, physio or an osteopath?
Okay, any other professions who are completing this course, all you need to do is contact your professional association and claim the hours that you've studied.
And how many hours do I get for the theory and the practical elements of the course?
Okay, there are 16 hours in total, and 8 hours for your theory component and 8 hours for the practical component.
And your website mentions lifetime support. I was just wondering if you could expand on this a little bit.
Okay, lifetime support. That's basically what my commitment is to any student who takes our course, dry needling or any other course for that matter. If you have a question or a query about anything on the course, practical or theory, all you've got to do is contact us via the website and I'll answer that question for you as best as I can.
Dr. Wayne Mahmood, Director of CPD Health Courses, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks, Louise.